Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A traffic stop in Crandon led to the death of one person. The Crandon Police Department reports an officer stopped a vehicle Sunday night around 10:30. There was a struggle with a person inside, and the officer used deadly force. The officer was hurt during the encounter and was taken to a hospital for treatment. The officer will be placed on administrative leave until the investigation is complete. The State Department of Justice will handle the investigation. Police arrested a Madison man after a high-speed chase and the theft of a vehicle in Oneida County. According to the Oneida County Sheriff's Department, 25-year-old Sonomi Wheelock was the driver involved. A deputy caught a vehicle traveling at 92 miles an hour on radar at 7:20 Sunday night. Speeds went up to 120 miles an hour during the chase, and Wheelock reportedly tried to ram the squad car at one point. Police say Wheelock fled into the woods, and a police dog was brought in to track him. An hour and 45 minutes later, a person on Lake Mildred Road reported their vehicle stolen. Police spotted it on Highway 47 and say Wheelock tried to flee again. He went out of control and struck an oncoming vehicle. He then ran into the woods but was later caught. Nobody was hurt. A Minocqua-based nonprofit helping young girls is inviting the public to a major fundraising event soon. Ken Kroll has more.
Girls on the Run is a program that encourages 3rd through 8th grade girls to develop self-respect and healthy lifestyles through dynamic, interactive lessons and running games, culminating in a celebratory 5K run. Adrian Morabito is Girls on the Run of the Northwoods Council Director based in Minocqua, with sites across northern and central Wisconsin. She says the girls choose a community impact project when the program is over and work toward achieving personal goals. The 10-week program concludes with a 5K run.
It's much more than a running program, though. It really digs into the core values of the program, which is to recognize our power and responsibility to be intentional in decision-making, embrace differences, express optimism and gratitude, nurture physical, emotional, and spiritual health, lead with an open heart, and stand up for ourselves and others.
Morabito says they have a Roaring Twenties theme party coming up Saturday, October 28th at the Minocqua Brewing Company from 4:30 until 7 p.m.
Tickets are $45, and that includes appetizers, drinks, live music from Scott Kirby, door prizes, a costume contest, and a very unique group of silent auction items that folks can bid on.
Morabito says they can get tickets at their website or at the Minocqua Brewing Company in Minocqua. There's a link at WXPR.org. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The top 1% of Wisconsinites would do the best under a tax plan being advanced by President Trump and Republican leaders such as Wisconsin's Paul Ryan. Tim Morrissey reports.
Such is the conclusion of an analysis just released by the nonpartisan Wisconsin Budget Project. The plan is being touted as a middle-class miracle, but the analysis says that's not true either. Budget Project Director John Peacock calls the plan a windfall for millionaires.
A recent analysis by the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy shows that millionaires, the top 1% of Wisconsinites, would get a little over 3/5 of the tax benefit from this plan.
Peacock says the top 1% in Wisconsin would get an average tax cut of $76,000 compared with a tax cut of $260 for the bottom 3/5 of income earners in the state. Challenging the way Republicans are presenting the plan as a boon for middle-income Americans, Peacock says this tax plan would funnel more money into the pockets of those who need it least. Republican leadership defends the plan, saying it will pave the way for the massive tax cuts, which will benefit the middle class. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
Wisconsin Senate Republican leader Scott Fitzgerald says Assembly Speaker Robin Voss should apologize for calling 3 senators terrorists on a television broadcast. Fitzgerald said it was beyond inappropriate for the Republican Voss to use the word to describe senators who went to Governor Scott Walker to approve items they wanted in the state budget, including an immediate end to the minimum wage for state government projects and limits on when schools can hold referendums. Senators Steve Nass, Dewey Strobel, and Chris Capengo went to Walker after Voss refused to consider changes in the budget approved last month. Voss's office did not comment by midday on the fallout to his remarks made on Sunday's statewide show, Upfront with Mike Goucher. Our forecast tonight, rain mainly after midnight, a low around 41. Gusty north-northwest winds will develop. For tomorrow, rain with temperatures falling to around 37, gusty northwest winds. Tomorrow night, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Wednesday, a slight chance of morning snow or rain showers, partly sunny and a high near 47. Northwoods Cafe is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.